let's see, money. Well, okay. Where would you go if you were out of money and you wanted to, and you had something you wanted to get money for?
Pawn shop.
Okay. What about, you mentioned drunk. What about somebody who drinks wine? Would you call that a...
Wino.
Okay, is that a common term here?
Yeah.
Or is that a literary term? Okay.
Yeah.
What are some of the different kinds of stuff like that they drink?
Now, wait a minute. Now, if I say wino, I mean a derelict. I don't mean one of my friends.
Yeah, okay.
He's an alcoholic.
Right. Okay. A wino will drink what?
He'll drink wine. He'll drink Sterno.
Okay. Anything.
Yeah.
Okay. The worst section of town where these guys hang out, is there a section of town like that?
Probably around the Shirley Hotel. Do you know where the Barrett Plaza is?
Mm-hmm. Has that always been like that?
Always in my lifetime.
Around the Shirley Hotel?
Yeah, when Mama was growing up, it was a really nice hotel. The Barrett Plaza was where the depot was, the train depot. Mm-hmm. Used to be where the federal building is. Were you here before they tore it down?
No, I missed seeing the federal building. I really missed the federal
no,
building.
No, you
or
missed
the old
depot.
Train station.
Yeah,
yeah,
the depot.
Yeah.
It was very Victorian and really nice.
Yeah, that's a crime they tore that down.
Yeah.
Okay, a place where X-rated movies is shown is called a... No name. Okay.
Things where X-rated movies. Tell me what you mean.
Porno house.
Oh, yeah. Isn't that funny that I forget that? I guess if you don't talk about them every day,
yeah,
you overthink. I'm overthinking.
Yeah.
Yeah, porno house. Yeah.
This is pretty much outside your general experience, I think. Yeah.
Not for what's his name.
Not for Lanny.
Lanny, yeah.
No, men would be much more likely, I think, to know about a lot of these things. Probably about drugs, about the official culture, you know.
Yeah, I probably know more about drugs than Lanny.
Really?
Uh-huh.
Okay. Let me see. Other federal employees besides firemen and policemen are...
Postmen.
Okay.
I can't think of it.
Okay, what about...
The good old boys at courthouse.
What are some of the names... What are some of the different good old boys that hang around the courthouse?
You mean by name?
No, not by name, but with different types.
You call them the courthouse gang, the courthouse clique, the good old boys, and that is a very southern term and awfully misunderstood. I've been very upset listening to the convention coverage last night referring to the good old boys when I don't think they knew what they were talking about.
Explain it. What do you mean?
The good old boys is it has a political overtone, and it means somebody that you can rely on and you can trust. Doesn't have to be smart, but you can, they're simple and they're direct. And they're the good old boys. You can count them. You know where they stand. They're either crackers or they're not.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
They're either Republicans or they're Democrats.
Mm-hmm.
And the good old boys are your party that you can rely on. You don't have to buy the vote. You don't have to woo them. They're the good old boys.
Mm-hmm.
They're simple
mm-hmm.
and honest.
Now, how do they misuse it in the media?
Well, they talk about the good old